Next item on the agenda is Margaret Blevins, 07-0139. Both wetlands and subaqueous permits are required.
Commissioner, members of the commission, I hope this is quite a bit shorter than my last time here before you.
No comment.
This application by Mrs. Blevins requests authorization to install 205 linear feet of timber bulkhead flanked at the property line with riprap protection and to install three low-profile timber groins extending 48 feet channelward to mean high water adjacent to her property situated along Portobago Bay in Caroline County, and both wetlands and subaqueous permits are required by the commission since Caroline County has not yet adopted the wetland zoning ordinance. As we've often found in Caroline County, I've been here in front of the commission several times recently. Most of the projects have been on Portobago Bay or nearby, in the Portobago Bay subdivision. This is the location here. And unfortunately, this photo is at a time when her property had not been developed, but a general location here. These properties do have banks that are approximately 25 feet high and do have a shoreline in front of the bank that is upwards of 30 feet in width. The applicant is proposing to install 205 linear feet of timber bulkhead and three low-profile timber groins, as shown in this drawing here. For the most part, the bulkhead is actually above the mean high water line. This drawing actually shows that the entire structure is above mean high water. However, when VIMS made their site visit, they did determine that about 30 linear feet in the portion of the project here at this this inflection point in the bulkhead actually does extend approximately 5 feet channelward of mean high water, and actually because of that is impacting non-vegetated wetlands of approximately 75 square feet. So we will be taking jurisdiction over that portion of the project here today. The applicant is also requesting a private pier. However, staff has determined that that pier qualifies for statutory authorization and will not require a permit from the commission. This is just a cross section here showing where the bulkhead is in relation to the existing bank here, the dotted line, and how they'll be grading that back and backfilling it. Again, most of it is above high water. And just a cross section is showing the timber groins, just a typical design. And this is just a ground shot from the adjacent property owner's pier looking back up onto the Blevins' bank. Kathy, if I could have the lights, I'm sorry. Photo's a little washed out there. But you can see here the bank, it is experiencing some erosion at the bottom, as well as some sloughing at the top based upon the failure of some of the trees that are directly at the edge of the bank. Just another ground shot. This is on top of the bank looking east. Portobago Bay was frozen that day. This was 2 months ago here. Oops, I'm sorry. This is looking out on the adjacent property owner's steps going down to his pier, looking back up at Mrs. Blevins' property. You can actually see there's a stake here that represents the alignment of the bulkhead, the start of the bulkhead, and it follows an alignment back through here and around her property. This is the portion of the project that VIMS did identify as being an impact area. You can see a stake right here. It's actually in the water here. This was not at a low tides, but it was, in their determination, channelward of mean high water. And so there is an approximately 75 square feet in this general area that is being impacted. And I have spoken with the applicant, their agent here, earlier today, and they seemed amendable possibly is to pulling that back to move it out of the commission's jurisdiction, but I'll let them speak to that when they get up here. Let me actually read to you what VIMS, a summarization of what they said. Their shoreline application report dated March 20th, 2007 states that if an erosion control structure is permitted, that the use of a riprap revetment would be preferable because it provides habitat and dissipates wave energy. VIMS notes the groin on an adjacent upstream property has successfully captured sand, but is concerned over the potential impact to the downstream property as a result of the installation of the proposed groins. They therefore recommend that if the groins are permitted, that they be artificially nourished with appropriate sand to lessen adverse impacts to adjacent shorelines. The report estimates that the proposed bulkhead, as I've mentioned, will result in the loss of 75 square feet of non-vegetated sand or mud flat mixed flat tidal wetlands, and that the proposed groins will result in the loss of 18 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands and 126 square feet of subaqueous bottom. We did receive comments from the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. They actually have identified this area as an eagle concentration area and has confirmed an anadromous fish use area. They have therefore recommended a time of year restriction which will preclude any construction activities between May 1st through September 30th and November 1st through February 28th to minimize adverse impacts upon eagles, and February 15th through June 30th to minimize potential adverse impacts upon anadromous fish. However, based upon the scope of the project, staff does not feel that it is necessary to include these time of year restrictions as a condition of the permit. DGIF further recommended that an alternative be considered to the bulkhead and groin design, such as a living shoreline treatment, as well as the implementation of erosion and sediment control measures, including the use of a turbidity curtain. We also received comments from the Department of Conservation and Recreation that has stated that a bald eagle nest has been documented in the area, but that the project would not impact any other areas within their jurisdiction. And no other state agency provided any comments, and we did not receive any comments from any individuals in opposition or in favor of the project. This is just that the previous slide that showed the stake in the water. This is looking from the opposite direction. Here again, you see that stake. And essentially what you have here is this is a marl that actually is acting as a small headland. So it's a little bit more erosion resistant. So the bank has eroded around the edge of it, and therefore the shoreline hasn't kept up in this area. So mean high water actually juts a little bit further out in this general location than it does along the rest of the shoreline. There's another stake here. You connect between the two of them. So the impact essentially is between here and here, and then this stake and another one on the other side. VIMS has stated to staff that if this particular stake here were pulled back approximately 5 feet, which would place it close to the base of this bank, that it would pull it above mean high water and outside the jurisdiction of the commission, outside of the wetlands jurisdiction. So that is something that the applicants could consider. This is just another drawing here looking at the bank. You can see there she has several trees directly on the bank. This is one where it's still holding, and it's formed a little jut out in on the bank there. But that tree's unfortunately likely to go here soon if something doesn't happen, or may actually be removed during bank grading. This is the groin on the adjacent upstream property, and as you can see, it has captured quite a bit of sand. From a distance further down the east of the Blevins property, we could see some other groins that also seem to be working quite well. So staff feels fairly confident that her proposed groins will be successful, and that any impacts to the adjacent downstream property owner will be mitigated by the fact that that property owner is submitting almost a similar application using the same agent that will likely be before the commission here in the next month or two as soon as we receive that. Staff noted during its site visit that the groins on neighboring properties appear to be working well and have increased the width of the beach in those areas. It appears that Mrs. Blevins' proposed groins have been properly designed and may enhance her shoreline protection project. Staff is also aware that Mrs. Blevins' agent, as I just mentioned, Ms. Mary Perfides, is in the process of preparing an application of a similar design project for the downstream property. which should lessen any adverse impacts that were of concern by VIMS. Accordingly, since impacts resulting from the use of tidal wetlands and state-owned submerged land can be avoided or should be minimal, and after considering all of the factors contained in sections 28.2, 1205A, and 28.2, 1302 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends that the three timber groins be approved as proposed, but that the proposed bulkhead be denied. However, staff would recommend the commission consider allowing the applicant to install an appropriately designed riprap revetment constructed against the bank. In the alternative, the applicant may simply wish to realign the proposed bulkhead landward of mean high water and outside the commission's jurisdiction. Staff would further recommend the commission require the applicant to submit revised project drawings which accurately depict the current on-site conditions and the project as it is authorized. Staff would also like to note that we typically would recommend a royalty for the encroachment of timber groins over state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. However, the groins in this particular case were designed to meet the requirements of our VGP General Permit Number 2, which is intended for groins. And since royalties are not assessed for those general permits, staff does not recommend the assessment of a royalty for the encroachment of the three proposed groins in this case. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions have been Mr. Schick and then Mr. Robbins.
I got one question and a follow-up. Are you saying in your staff recommendations that they also artificially nourish these groins after construction?
Staff is not making that recommendation. VIMS typically does include that, but from you know what staff has seen, that we're not sure it's necessary to put that requirement on the Blevins at this time. The groins would qualify for the general permit. If we had a wetlands board in Caroline County, the wetlands board would have heard this issue, approved the project, and the commission in issuing the permit for the groins, we wouldn't have issued an individual permit. It would have been a general permit that simply, once they meet the requirements for it, as long as we don't have any major heartburn over it, is typically issued to them. So for that reason, we have not recommended the nourishment.
My follow-up question is, are these groins necessary for stabilization or just to have the beach grow? I mean, last one that we denied the groins, and you know, I just know that you know you start getting groins all the way down
the last project,
you know, down the line.
The last project that we had in Caroline County that was for a Mr. Pullen, and let me pull up the map here just to show you where he is. The subdivision that Ms. Blevins lived in is in this general vicinity here on Portobago Bay. Mr. Pullen actually lived up off of this road here in this general vicinity, actually on the Rappahannock River, slightly. Just above the Portobago Bay. The conditions there were slightly different, and we were concerned about the use of the groins in that area and the loss of sediment going to his downstream property owner. However, the bay is fairly protected, and we don't seem to think that there's quite as a big of an issue in this general area. So,
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question I had related to one of your ultimate recommendations of reorienting the bulkhead, if it were to be a timber bulkhead, landward of mean high water. And I think you said if it were shifted 5 feet.
5 feet. It's only a 30 linear foot section. That's a jurisdictional call for this commission. That the remaining is 205 total linear feet. They could build the rest of it without any authorization from the commission. It's just those 30 feet have an impact of 75 square foot. And it's one stake that VIMS felt if it was pulled back 5 feet, it would pull the bulkhead completely out of the commission's jurisdiction over tidal wetlands in this case, and that a permit would not be required. But because VIMS has recommended the use of riprap, staff has also taken that recommendation and provided that to you unless the applicant is willing to realign that above your jurisdiction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think we'll hear from the applicant on the realignment.
Indeed.
Sounds good. Any other questions? Thank you, Ben.
Sure.
Job well done. Is the applicant here represented? Good afternoon, ma'am. Just raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name, who you represent, please, ma'am.
I'm Mary Pasita. I'm the agent for Margaret Blevins.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. and Mrs. Blevins are here today.
Okay.
But, I don't have anything to add.
Okay, first question. How about the realignment of the bulkhead? Is the applicant agreeable to?
Yes.
They are. Okay, that issue's off the table.
All I wanted to add was that neighbors do not object, property owners association.
We'll take those if you'd like.
All right.
Any questions of the agent?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Schick?
Are the applicants open to the idea of using rock instead of more durable?
That was the first suggestion, and they, the neighbor to the north has a wood bulkhead. Two doors down is a wood bulkhead, and next door, the permit is in process, the application's in process. They want to have them all wood bulkheads. They'll all tie into each other.
Further questions of the agent? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anyone in opposition to this project? Matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Given the fact that the agent has expressed the willingness to realign the bulkhead, I would move that the project be approved with the stipulation that the bulkhead be realigned landward of mean high water and conditional on receipt of revised project drawings that are approved by staff.
Is there a second?
Question.
Question by Mr. Fox.
Do we even have to approve the bulkhead if they agree to move it 5 foot landward? We don't need to have it in the motion at all, do we?
That would be correct.
So would the maker of the motion accept a modification to just have the motion cover only the groins?
Yes, I would withdraw the motion and offer a motion that we approve the project groins.
Then do we have to deny the if the applicant pulls out the bulkhead request, we have to either deny it. With the understanding that the applicants can.
Yeah, we need to dispose of it some way so that it's not implied.
Well, one of the requirements was that the applicant provide revised drawings.
Right.
Given their willingness to move it back 5 feet, considering the fact that the non-vegetated wetlands are only to mean higher, the bulkhead itself is landward of the commission's jurisdiction. Due to that change, it will not require commission action. There's no opposition to the groins. We could issue a VGP, but since it's based on a wetlands board action and acting as a wetlands board, you're not going to do anything. I would say the better course would be to approve the groins with nourishment, without nourishment. I mean, but just confine your decision to the
Groins.
To the groins.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the groins.
Second.
I'd like to add, if the maker would do so, that they would be required to nourish them. That's Vim's suggestion, and wooden groins in themselves, they do take away from other properties in general.
I would accept that amendment.
Okay, motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded. Is there a second to the motion?
So moved.
Fox, I don't know. Fox asked a question. I don't know. Don't believe that he seconded just a minute ago. Did you?
Pardon?
You didn't second that motion a little while ago. You had a question, correct?
I only had a question.
That's correct. Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Number 11, Shah Hemang and Apurva Patel. Mr. Stagg.
Yes, sir.
They're not native, if you show me.